USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
He has a hard road.
That's Michael Cohn's lawyer, Lanny Davis, as Cohn sentenced to 3 years in prison.
You'll see Mr. Cohn cooperating with one or more congressional committees. He'll answer every question.
Davis says Cohn, who worked for President Trump, cooperated with Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
Now we have to judge whether facts are facts, despite the fact that his past 10 years have not always been truthful in defending Donald Trump. I question the proportionality judgments of the Southern District. So today's result, I think, is I was relieved that it was somewhere in the middle.
Michael Cohn has to pay fines to the tune of almost $2 million for lying to Congress and breaking campaign finance laws. Cohn arriving at the courthouse with his wife and children. He reports to prison March 6th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump sits down with Reuters for a wide-ranging interview. Topics include his former attorney, Michael Cohen, and his legal issues, and the Russia investigation. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
The president said he's not concerned about possibly being impeached and says he thinks people would revolt if that happened. The president told Reuters, it's hard to impeach somebody who hasn't done anything wrong. He also claimed that payments made by his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, didn't violate campaign finance laws. In court documents, prosecutors say the payments were directed by the president, and they do violate those laws. The president is also now saying there were actually contacts with Russians and members of his campaign before the election, but he says the talks were peanut stuff. At least 16 Trump associates have been known to communicate with Russia before and during the election so far.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
So what are you searching for on Google? Turns out a sporting event and some tragedies, the year's top Google searches. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
The number one most Googled term this year was the World Cup, which is not unexpected as it's the world's most watched sporting event. The second most Googled event was Hurricane Florence, which brought destruction to the Carolinas. Number three, the suspected drug overdose death of 26-year-old rapper Mac Miller, the suicides of designer Kate Spade, and celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain, rounding out the year's top five biggest Google searches. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The latest now on what's happening in Mosul, USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Sections of West Mosul remain in ruin, as many Iraqis claim they will never return to their homes after suffering under ISIS. In a teleconference in Baghdad, Army Colonel Jonathan Byram spoke about the progress in East Mosul.
In Mosul, where the brutal rule of ISIS denied many the basic right of an education, now thousands of students are returning to recently opened schools. Businesses are reopening where rubble once stood, and over 4 million displaced Iraqis have returned to their homes of origin.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News,